That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Alaska.
And the Constitution of the State.
Like the first meeting of the Borough Assembly a week ago, Petersburg School Board meeting started off the new year with swearing in of newly elected members. Jean Ellis and Cheryl File took their seats on the Borough School Board and asked for statements from the three people seeking appointment to the board.
My name is John Bringhurst. I'm at 102 Lewis Lane in Petersburg, Alaska. When I ran for the school board in the first place, I did so because youngsters have a high priority in my life, and I wanted to do something with my time where I could make a difference, and this seemed like something that fit my my inclinations. I'm still of the same opinion. I haven't changed that in the past year or so, and would like an opportunity to continue to serve in the capacity that I did under the city of Petersburg.
Hello, I'm Sarah Holmgren. I live at 606 Vesta Street, and I've served on the board for almost 4 years and kind of dug my heels in this fall over the disclosure that we had to do, and that's why I wasn't on the ballot. But I got over my silly frustration with it and decided that I really did, this was more important to me than a disclosure statement, is to continue on the board and continue with the good work that we've already done so far in the last 4 years. So,
hello, my name's Dawn Ware. And I've been on the school board for about 2 years now, and I have really enjoyed the last 2 years, especially working in the technology committee and seeing the growth and progress that we've made in the school and the health and wellness of the kids, students, and student body with the addition of the new nurse and the protocols that she's putting in for health and the diet and the kitchen improving to work on the areas of obesity. And the school is so good. I really feel like it's transformative, and the teachers here are transformative, as is the leadership, and it's very impressive.
The new borough board members, whether they're elected or appointed, have to file financial disclosure forms with the Alaska Public Offices Commission. That requirement can only be waived by an election with the approval of local voters. Ellis and File appointed Bringhurst, Holmgren, and Ware to fill the three vacant seats. They'll serve until the next borough election in 2014. Meanwhile, File's term will be up in 2015, and Ellis's will end in 2016. Board members also re-elected Ellis to serve as president, Holmgren vice president, and File secretary treasurer. The first item of new business for the board was information about the district's plan for crisis response. Superintendent Rob Thomason told the board he has contracted with local resident Marcus Hom to create a new emergency action plan for the district, its administrators, and building principals.
My thinking is all of us who are educators, I have no expertise, nor does Erica or Rick, in emergency response planning or the incident command system. We just can't be all things to all people. So let's do it right, and let's get an expert to help us here, and then follow what he might suggest. Now, some of them are going to be construction things that will take longer, and others will be immediate procedure things.
Hom has worked in law enforcement with the U.S. Forest Service here in Petersburg and has a training and consulting company called Dark Horse Defense. He told the board he would be looking at man-made emergencies along with natural disasters like a tsunami, earthquake, or fire.
What the scope of this project is going to entail really is basically going to be the physical security at the school and physical measures that we can take at the school to increase the safety of the staff and students. And then also new policy at the school. And that's going to be something that will be implemented over time, but it's going to have to change a little bit just to have less free flow of traffic through the school. So there are going to be some policy changes as well. And then finally, we're going to look at just the training and getting all the staff trained what to do in the emergency situations.
Said he would produce a flow chart for staff responsibility in an emergency.
It's going to be structured in the National Incident Management System, and then we'll also use some plain wording so that the people that are going through this chart are going to be able to understand which position they're filling at what time. And the real goal that we have is to make it so if a principal or somebody else is not at the school that day, somebody else can step up into the position and fulfill the role that they need to fill.
The review is expected to take about 3 months, and the contract is for 70 hours of work, totaling $4,200. Board members asked questions about the district's emergency planning and wondered about possible changes. Board member John Bringhurst commented about visits to schools of his grandkids in the lower 48.
It's a pretty startling
thing, you know, with wrought iron fences around the schools and gates that take you directly into administration. And you go into administration and you give them your driver's license and they give you a little ID thing, and then they escort you to the classroom or the auditorium or wherever it is you're going to go, and so forth. And you know, I guess that's where we're at, and to safeguard kids, I guess no measure is too great, but it really feels sterile and unfriendly. It feels like you're walking into a penitentiary, not a school ground. And
there's more information about the school emergency planning efforts on the district's website. In other business, the board unanimously approved new $50 a month cell phone stipends for 7 district employees. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.